May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the John passage of the same story, it says in verse 5, "And Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, 'Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?' And he was saying this to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do." Now what Jesus was not intending to do was, as God, perform a miracle. Jesus was the author and the perfecter of faith. And he was God, but Philippians 2 said he laid his right to live as God on the earth down. And he lived as a second Adam, as a spirit-filled man, the author and the perfecter of the faith life, to teach us how to live by faith. And so what Jesus was intending to do was to deal with that situation by faith, as the Son of Man, as a spirit-filled man. And he initiated the conversation. He asked Philip, because he was trying to provoke Philip, trying to teach Philip something. Jesus was always teaching his disciples about how to live by faith. He would share things with them, and then he'd go out and do stuff, and then send them out to do stuff, to live by faith. And in this particular situation, and this was what I was going to share today, when Bracken read the scripture, I was tempted beyond repair to teach this. I don't know if you're in a circumstance or a situation now, or if you've ever been in one. If you never have been, I'd like for you to lay hands on me afterwards, but you will be in one eventually where you just feel overwhelmed, where the circumstance is just bigger than your ability to deal with, emotionally, maybe even physically, spiritually. And this is what Jesus is doing. He puts them in a situation. He creates, or he walks into a situation. Jesus said he only did those things he saw the Father doing. And he said he was in the Father, and the Father was in him, just like we're in Christ. And so Jesus had no more control over what was coming than we have if we're really walking in the Spirit. And so Jesus finds himself in a situation because the Father led him there. And it's always an opportunity for Jesus, one, to walk in faith, and then two, to teach these guys how to walk in faith, because he's about to pass the baton to them. They are going to be leading the way. So this was an opportunity for him, and this was an exam for them. And so he asked him the question. He says, "What do you have?" And they said, "Five loaves and two fish." And this little boy basically gave them what he had, the food that he had. And when they give it to him, they said, "This is not even enough to feed whatever, much less really about 15 or 20,000 people. There were just 5,000 men. That's not counting the wives and the children, all those who were there. And it says Jesus took the bread and he took the fish. He looked up to heaven, gave thanks. And then when he dispersed it, as they gave it out, there was 12 baskets full left over. Now here's the thing. Jesus believed personally that this was a situation that the Father led him into. He was in the Father. Secondly, it says in John 14:10 that it was the Father who did the works through him, in him. So he was convinced that the Father led him into this situation. The Father had it. Father knew exactly what to do. He could handle it. And their human resources had absolutely nothing to do with whether or not the Father could deal with the situation. That was irrelevant. His ability, or their ability, or the ability of five loaves and two fish to feed 15 or 20,000 people was irrelevant. What was relevant, only two things were relevant. One, the Father had let this situation happen, and two, the Father was big enough for it. But now, what he had was what he had. But he took those limited resources, totally surrendered it over to the Father, and gave the Father thanks. Now, did Jesus know exactly how many loaves were going to be left over and fish? I don't have a clue. But as he did that, as he stepped out in faith, not only did they have just enough to get by, there was overflowing extra. Now, what's the point? Well, the point is this. You're in Christ. whatever situation and circumstance you find yourself in, if you really acknowledge his lordship, then he's the one who's ordering your steps. And so you find yourself in a circumstance or situation, or you will, that's just overwhelming. It could be some crisis that's come along that you weren't expecting, or it could just be life. You know? I think of my daughter-in-law, Kristen. She's got three little boys, 6 years old and under, and taking a new one, the foster child, who's may end up being there as permanently, Winston. So now she's got four little ones. And Winston is by far the most behaved of all the grandchildren. My other three are demon-possessed. In sweet kind of ways. And so maybe that's just life stuff that you have to face every day. I know many of you well enough to know you've got stuff you're walking through or you're about to walk through. And you may feel very exposed and very ill-equipped and very uncertain and very unsure. Because this thing just seems sort of overwhelming. You're not sure if you're going to do it right. Can you do it at all? Do you have the strength? Do you have the right things to say? And here's the deal. Your limitations have nothing to do with it. All he wants you to do is give him what you have, even if it doesn't seem like much. And if you'll give him what you have with an attitude of thanks, trusting him, without even having a clear indication what it's going to look like when he does what he's going to do, all Jesus is to do is give him thanks. Again, there's no indication that says that he knew exactly what was going to happen. He just gave thanks. He just exercised faith. See, faith, there's a wall in front of you. Faith just jumps and trusts that God will make a hole in the wall. You don't wait for there to be a hole in the wall to jump. But all he wants you to do is just give to him what limited, inadequate loaves and fish that you have, the limited resources that you have emotionally, physically, mentally, relationally, just give them over to him in faith. And not only will you walk through it, not only will it work out okay, there'll be an overflowing leftover. You won't end it like exhausted, barely cross the finish line. Whew, I made it through that one. You'll come out with an abundance. It's not about surviving. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I came that you might survive life and barely cross the finish line. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.